We're going to chat about a unique education initiative now. The College of Fragrance, or COFFEE, is based in Mumbai, India, and it provides visually impaired students with the basic skills and training needed to work in the fragrance industry. Here to tell us more is Gary Ricks, who is regulatory expert at CPL Aromas, the world's leading fragrance house. So Gary, can you tell us about this project you're running, please, and who is involved?
Absolutely, yeah, happy to. So we've set up what we're calling COFFEE, which is the College of Fragrance for the Visually Impaired. And what that is that's come out of research that we conducted in Mumbai. And that showed that visually impaired individuals had a greater sense of smell. So they had a greater olfactory acuity than sighted individuals. And we were keen to kind of, for that to have a positive practical outcome to that. So inspired by that, we're working with Vijay Waza College in Mumbai and their Department of Cosmetics and Perfumery and set up this college. So we're training a number of individuals on each run of the course in all sorts of perfumery, aspects of perfumery training, also some professional training as well, lifestyle training, things like that, computer use, software use, everything that the participants would need to go on and seek a professional career in perfumery, fragrance, cosmetics, associated industries as well. It's something we're really, really proud of here at CPL to be involved with.
So is this a first for Mumbai and India in general?
It is a first, yeah. It's something quite revolutionary and novel, really. And it's something that's, yeah, really worthwhile and has real positive outcomes.
So is there any restrictions on who can actually take part in the course?
In terms of who can apply, well, it's anyone with a visual impairment in Mumbai or who can move to Mumbai and get to Mumbai can take part. It's free to participants, so it's no cost to them. They have to get there in the morning and make their own way, that's all. We've set it up in Mumbai initially. We'd like it to be able to kind of expand out a little bit further. Visual impairment in Mumbai and India generally, there's not a lot of career development options, let's say. It's very different to what we might experience sort of here in the UK. Opportunities for employment are few and far between.
Now, Gary, you mentioned some of the skills participants will learn during the course. What sort of jobs will they be able to apply for once training's finished?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked. A number of fragrance companies, raw material suppliers, final product manufacturers. There's quite a few that are local to Mumbai and who we've been in contact with, and we're hoping to continue to work with these companies. And there's really, it's anything from your raw material evaluation to quality control, perfumery itself, analytical. It's whatever they wish to go and make a career out of with the skills that they learn. So they learn everything about odour training, odour discrimination, how to work with the software, how to make that work with the companies they're going to go on to work with. So it's a professional career. So they qualify for a professional career when they come out.
And I believe there's been 3 courses so far.
The numbers of the course kind of show how it's grown and how people are sort of recognising now what's going on and what the aims of it are. The number of students on the course now, just on the current course, is greater than all the previous runs of the course put together. So it's really, really doing well. And there's effectively a waiting list to get on it now. Yeah, we're really, really pleased with how well we're doing with recruiting people on, getting them to stay onto the course and then giving them those professional skills.
So do you actually help participants to find jobs once they've finished the course?
Yes, we do. We do. We very much do. That's part of what goes on towards the end of each run of the course, is that we'll seek placements for the students at the end of the course, so they'll go into professional jobs. Obviously, we can't get, you know, that can't be guaranteed, but we do always try and support people into roles.
And can you tell us about a few of your success stories so far?
Yeah, quite a few. A lady who's working at CPL's Mumbai office, and she's doing very well. So she has now her professional career. There's a success story I usually quote, which is a gentleman from the very first or the second run of the course, who was basically a hawker. I don't know if you know what a hawker is. They go up and down the trains or train platforms selling things. But since completing the course, he's got a professional job. He's just bought his own flat and he's married and he can support his family now. And that's in India. That's a very, very different scenario. So yeah, life-changing things coming out of it, and it's really, really positive.
And would you like to see other fragrance houses adopt the practice?
Well, what we'd like to see is other companies join us, really, on it. and supporting us. In terms of that support could be hosting a placement, employing a graduate from the course. It could be contributing to the course itself. I had a very successful visit a year before last with a gentleman from another company, and we extended the course for that week. We did a special module on finished products, and that went down really, really well. So companies could support us in that way by, you know, with guest lecturers and things like that, and adding to the course and really kind of developing it. And obviously in supporting placements at the end is what is the big help.
If anyone would like to find out more information, Gary, whether here in the UK or abroad, how can they do so?
Well, I'd recommend having a look at Coffee's own website. Now that's cofvi.com. And that basically shows what they're all about, what they're doing. And there's a few videos on there where the main course leader, Renuka, will kind of explains what it is, what's going on there. And that's worth a look. Again, you mentioned people in the UK, and I'm glad you did, because that brings me on to a kind of side tangent, really. We very much see Coffee as a model that can be followed. It's been so successful, you can kind of follow and adapt that in other areas of the world. We don't see any reason why that can't be a global thing. We're currently in early discussions and looking into the feasibility of setting up a similar program here in the UK. So we're in discussions at the moment with academia and other industry partners, industry friends, and charities as well. So talking to you guys, the RNIB is actually one of our next steps. You know, this conversation we're having today is incredibly timely. So hopefully we can kind of look at what's the demand for that here and how can we go about setting something up similar, whereas this course can be run here in the UK. It will be an option for VI individuals here as a career choice. We don't think it's really seen as a career choice at the moment, and we think it really should be following our, you know, the research that we did.
Well, it all sounds very positive indeed, Gary. We wish you all the success in the world with it. Thanks very much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.